talking with Kay Short about Ross's history. Okay, your father was Dr. Peters. What type of person was he?
He's a family doctor, and everybody loved him, and he always, when he came around to visit people, he could smell the teapot every time. He always came when a cup of tea was just going.
Oh, good.
Sat on the end of the bed and had a cup of tea with whoever was sick. Well, not quite that, but very much.
Yeah.
Yes, everybody. He knew all everybody and the kids, and, you know, he's just, don't have them now like that.
No. He was the only doctor in the area at the time. He was a long time.
Well, from Grandforth to almost to Hampton, and then he had the peninsula over there across the river. You know,
he took care of people there,
for 60 years.
Now, he went across the river as a...
As I told you, but you couldn't hear.
Oh,
I drove the horse, and I
drove
the boat, and we had fun.
Now, did you spend a lot of time with the horses going across the river?
Oh, quite a bit. I mean, it was just when he was going over to see somebody, and if I wasn't in school, you know.
What were the names of the horses?
Daisy was a little one that used to race on the ice in the winter. She was a little patient. She could go fast. She was a little horse. And I forget, there was a great big tall one. Can't remember the name of that one.
No.
I used to ride it.
Yes. You were quite the rider.
No,
you?
I wasn't. We just two of my friends had horses. They were wealthy, and they had their own horses. See, and I just rode fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't much traffic then. We didn't have driving lessons or anything.
No.
You know, we didn't. We didn't get dumped off. We were lucky.
It's like a
trial. We had a lot of fun, though.
Trial and error.
Hmm?
Trial and error, not to get involved.
Oh, well, hang on if you can.
I imagine so.
Did you ever go over the horse's head when you were riding? I thought you did.
We're also talking with our daughter, Miss Beth.
Well, we took riding lessons in town. Well, it's in the marsh. You know where the marsh road was? Does that mean anything to you?
No. That's why it's so wet every time.
Yeah, it's just a marsh. And it was a marsh road for years.
Yes. I guess we had the first pavement from St. John to Rossay. We had the first pavement of New Brunswick.
Really? Well, I went in the last time I had my tonsils, so we went in. And there was no pavement. You just went in the horse and carriage usually.
Yes. Now, you were quite involved with tennis and golf.
Yeah, I played
when you were younger.
My husband was a tennis player. He was a provincial champion for years.
Oh, he was?
Hmm? Maritime champion.
Wasn't that interesting?
He was a king of tennis. If you go down and look at the tennis court, there's a picture of the king of tennis.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, sure. You ever been down to the clubhouse down there?
Oh, not very often have I ever been inside.
Well, they let you go in, don't worry.
Yeah, I've been in a few times.
Go in and look around. You might see some treasures. No, he played tennis he's a good tennis player. For a long time. It's doubles at the end of the season.
Oh, is he?
My name's on the tournament cup, if you want to know something else interesting.
There you go. Tell me about the tournament cup, how many people played in
it? You played the tournament cup, how many were they usually in there? It's a handicap tournament. It must have been 20 couples, I suppose. I know. Oh, 20 couples, I imagine. Must have been.
How long has that been going on for?
Oh, years, way back.
Oh,
it's not. When did we play in it? 20 somewhere. I did. It's been going on for years. There were older people than that used to play it, the real antiques. People who are over 300 years old.
What type of outfits did you play when you played tennis? Just anything? Or did you have special type of wear that they put on your skirts?
Well, in the olden days, for our day, they used to wear long skirts right down to their ankles.
Oh, they did?
They did. My mother used to play tennis when she was young. I had a picture of her. Long skirts, and then you pick up your skirts. I don't know how they ever did it.
I don't know either.
Well, we wore... did we ever wear shorts playing tennis? Did I wear shorts or wear skirts? I can't remember. I know they wouldn't let us wear shorts when we first played golf. The ladies
were.
I think we might have had a short skirt, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether I could wear shorts. I can't remember. That was way back before 1930, and somewhere in the 20s. I've forgotten.
What did you wear when you went golfing?
Well, I did wear a little short golf skirt before I stopped playing golf, but you know, they got modern there by a bit.
Yeah.
I played for 60 years down there.
At the riverside?
Mm. Off and on.
But do you think you wore skirts at one, long skirts one time?
Not long. We didn't wear long skirts, but the big girl skirts, when you got them, you know, they're like mini skirts, and they're great to take off.
I see. So you could wear them.
We're going back to it. Not quite as bad as they are now. I agree. I don't think they. I think that. I would better not say what I think they are right now.
They're too short.
Yes, dear, they're
opinion.
Too short.
Too short.
You look at the back view of something.
Yes, you can pretty much see all, can't you? Okay. Sailing on the river. Did you ever do much of that?
What, on the river?
Did you ever sail on the river very much?
Oh, I've been on. I've never sailed myself. My son sailed a lot. He's always sailed. But I've been on sailboats. I mean, we used to sail with somebody else. We never had
a boat. Who used to take you sailing when you were younger?
No, way back to Walter Allison's. Oh, well, it's way back. That's it. Never.
And what were the sailboats like then?
Oh, well, they're just like they're very much like they are now. Not the ones, the expensive ones like I have here. I mean, they were wooden. They weren't fiberglass. But the ones down here are more expensive than the house. Have you been down there to have a look?
Yes, we used to have a sailboat.
What kind did you have? Just a big
one? Tanzer 22. It was a little racing boat.
David had a little capital. And it was down at the bottom of the river by the sluice down there. Mm-hmm. So it was all rotten.
Oh, dear.
So he and two of the fellows fished it up, and they came up and asked his father if he'd give him $15 to pay for this boat. And the boy said if he wouldn't, they'd take up a collection. So he got the $15, and they brought it up, and they put new, to fill the bottom. You know, it was all rotten. They fixed it all over. And they used to win all the races down here when they races every Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
They had a sail. I was just sailing, and it just go right over like that. You'd like to sail that way?
Oh, yes, I love it when they tip it on the side.
Put your feet on it.
That's right, you have to hold on tight. Who were some of the yachts and their owners? Do you remember
any of them? Depending how far back you go.
Well,
we always had them down here. Oh, the Turnbulls and the Allisons and not in the olden days, and the Grants. And now all the younger ones have come along. The McMahons, they're the younger ones down there now. I mean, they're not young, they're married with children, but they're wealthy.
Mm-hmm. I see. So you spent much time using the river skating, did you not? You once told me you skated across
the river. We used to skate across the river, around the island.
And it was very dark ice, very clear.
Yes, black ice would just go like this when it wasn't terribly thick.
No.
Do you skate on the river?
I have skated on the river once.
Fun, isn't it?
It is fun, it's unique.
No, if the ice, you know, it used to be just clear ice, and no shell ice or anything, no snow on it. And it might be like, perhaps, a
few inches.
A few inches, and then you didn't go through, but if you ever went on any of the snowmobiles and things, you wouldn't hold there.
No,
but you could see it as you went over, it's just sort of wave a little bit. I don't know why we didn't get drowned sometimes. You know, kids like to see if I didn't go.
Oh, yes, that's a lot.
You probably did too.
Yes, I admit that I did. Where did you used to skate to?
Hmm?
Where would you skate to? I suppose skate like totally to the other side. And
well, you can go all the way around the island over there, you know. Mm-hmm. It's quite a long skate. Oh, you can skate up down the point. You could skate up the river. We generally like to go around the island or go over to the island and have a picnic. There are some cottages, camps over there.
Mm-hmm.
And you could light a fire and have a. Well, up and have a picnic.
Did the girl guys go skating with the group, or was that more summer activity?
I shouldn't have given you a picture. My picture away to Kathy, and you would have seen it. I found my picture when I was a senior patroller here in Rossay. I would have been 14, perhaps. And Lady Baden-Powell was here years ago, a long time ago. So I was the senior patroller, and I was taken in with all the officers, and we had a picture taken in the middle of the front row. Next to the Catholic Commissioner and Lady Baden-Powell, the other side, and all these elderly ladies. Well, not elderly, but I was the only one that was, I suppose, elderly. Whatever. And I found it the other day. Now, I forget what year that was. Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't an officer yet then. I was only still in the guides. I was only a patrol leader. I was a senior patrol leader, but anyway. I was the only one that was taken in from here, so I'm in the picture with Lady Baden-Powell. I gave it to my granddaughter because she did very well in guide, so I thought she'd like to have it.
Isn't that neat?
Well,
I didn't know. Maybe I had heard that Lady Baden-Powell had arrived here one time.
She was a little, I forget what year it was. I didn't have it on the thing. I figured out, I suppose. Well, I must have been.
What about? Can you remember the year about? It doesn't have to be exact.
Well, now, what year would that be, Margie, if I was 15, 16, around that age? I graduated in Edmonton when I was 16. I don't think I wasn't a guy then, I don't think. I was born in 1906. Now figure it out. What year would that be? It might have been. I graduated in 23. Might have been around 1920. Well, that's 1920, something like that. Somewhere around that. That's close enough. But I mean, that was quite a long time ago that she was here.
Imagine so.
The hat and the clothes are a little different than they are now.
What were the clothes like back then?
Long skirts, white, navy blue skirts, and a blouse. Sort of a long blouse. And all your badges on this arm, and all things on this arm, and stripes on here if you were any good, and a all-around cord or something or other somewhere else. And, the hats were big hats, big felt hats. And when you were an officer, it was put up like this and pinned with a guide pin here.
It's pinned towards one side.
Yeah.
Oh,
great, those are the big, and mine's sort of, you know, all around.
It looks like a big sombrero.
Not quite, it's quite a big felt hat. Just a round hat on a thing on bed.
Was it like a tan?
Was it a tan?
Like
the state.
No, tan, but it had a brim, it was a felt hat.
State troopers in the States, that's what they look like.
Yeah, they do. That's you know what state troopers look like?
Oh, my heavens, isn't that?
Well, we wore those for years. I don't want to change the berries, I've just forgotten how many years ago. You wear the mess that you wear now. Don't you?
You wear a little blue skirt and a little blue shirt, I believe. Mm-hmm. But last time I was in guides, which has been a few years, but that's what you would have.
Yeah, well, you see, they got modern. They didn't have these great big things. But we all thought we were pretty good.
Imagine you look quite smart. Imagine you were quite
I'm sorry I gave it away so soon. You would have enjoyed it.
I probably would get a kick bang out of looking at it, but anyway. Do you remember of any tragedies that happened on the river?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me a few of them.
Okay. Some of the cars went to the bottom of the river, fortunately they got out. No, but there were, some of them were, who was a, well, one person had died in a sailing out there, he had a heart attack. I mean, things like that have happened on the river.
Mm-hmm.
And people go through the ice, but not many people got drowned going through the ice that I can remember.
No, not for that. So?
Well, they're crazy now, they take those snowmobiles out for a safe, serves them right. There are a lot of tide rips on that river, but you don't know where they are. The ice isn't thick, you see. Because the tide keeps moving.
Well,
okay. Off the points, usually, right off the end of the points. Of the, there used to be, always had a road with the safe part right across there with Spruce Trees marking the road. You remember those?
No.
Oh, haven't you?
Well, you know.
No, but they didn't have, it wasn't too many years ago since they got rid of those. Well, they just got safe. East Riverside, they have one.
Oh, I see.
They get the safe place where the ice is thickest, you see, and they mark it. Spruce trees right across the river. You know, the real road right across on the ice.
Oh.
And they know where the bad spots are, and you see they put the trees to mark it where it's safe. Yeah, well, you take a look sometime when you go down there. And
I will, maybe
be.
It's still there. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they had been. I didn't notice last winter, but they've been there quite not too long ago. It's up this side of Renforth.
From the
Gibbon Road. The Kingers, you know, through that along the crest in there.
Hmm.
And they have all the fishing huts down at Renforth. I don't think they got many fish last year, but smelt didn't run very well late last year, I guess.
No, that's what they used to.
Do you ever fish now?
I have gone ice fishing on the river. I don't know what I...
Where is it? The other side of the river you got them?
Yes.
Yeah. David brought one home once. I said, take that awful looking thing out of here. They're worse looking things. And they never used to eat hake. It's something you never, you know, they weren't... But they're good now. They're all eating.
They used to catch quite a bit of fish when they went ice fishing, didn't they?
Oh, well, with the smoker running, I'm sure. They just, well, they're big bags of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I used to always get a present from somebody stuck in the back there. They're good. But they're nice and fresh. And cool, out of cool water.
They used to go around selling them all.
Oh, yeah, they always sold them down at the store at Renfort. And the kids would, you know, they'd take them
what
up there.
What store was this, a general store?
No, not Fritzy's. Fritzy's the other one. Cowles.
They used to sell the fish there.
Well, they did a couple of years ago. If the kids take them up, they'll take, you know, they'll buy them from the kids and then sell them. Or the kids just get them down around there, nice and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really. Who's got it down there now? What other people had bought it from Cowles? It's still very much the same store, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where they had them last year. I don't remember.
You used to travel a lot on the train when you were younger, did you not?
Didn't you run to Rockville Town? You had to go on the train. There's no other way to go.
There's no other way. What were the times of the trains? I know there was one at 5:15.
Oh, yeah, the men went into work on one at about 8 o'clock. They left 8 in the morning. They came out in the 5:15 at night.
So were there things...
And there was one at 2 o'clock. Remember, we used to take the children in on the train because, well, it was a treat, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you could go in at 2 o'clock and come out at 5. I mean, it's the only way you get to town. These days, unless you're...
How much was the train fare?
Lord, I don't remember. Not much, I don't think.
No, wasn't very
well, it probably wasn't very much. I don't remember.
You did pay for it, though.
Well, you had to pay some. I don't know if the kids had to pay or not. I can't remember. Did they take... When you kids went in, do you think we ever paid for you? I don't know. Well, I can't remember. That was so many years ago. I don't remember. It wouldn't be much, though. Things didn't cost very much in those days.
Yeah. There's a lot of train wrecks that happened, I guess. Not a lot, but...
Not as many as there are right now. Oh, yes, there was one up... There's one down by the culvert, down by the tennis court, down that road down there.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
And how many cars were off there?
Oh, I don't know. I had a picture somewhere, but I don't know where it is. All along the track there by, you know where the culvert is down there? This side of the culvert. And it was grain. It was a grain car, and the whole thing went over sideways. The grain was all over the place.
Oh, dear.
Nobody was hurt. It was a freight.
Oh, that's good. Now, you used to take pennies and put them on other trains in the
middle. She'll tell you.
Flatten them. Oh, on the rail.
Yeah, we put our ear down and we could hear the train coming for a distance. I mean, it was timing off from the back. Yeah, look at that.
Oh, my goodness. So,
the station agent down here was an awfully nice man when they were growing up.
Who was the person who ran the train? Was there a local person who ran the train? Was a train engineer?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who the engineers were in the train. There's a station master down here that was not a nice man. But, I mean, you know, the telegraph thing in the station. And they bought your tickets there and pre-checked your trunk there, you know. No, I don't know. I imagine. They always waved to us when we were down. You know, they always waved to everybody. I mean, still looking at the train.
Yeah. Were the trains very different back then than today?
Oh, yeah. Well, I hadn't been on... for some time. Yeah, they did. They had straw seats in those days, I think.
Did they? And steam.
When did they get plush seats? When you were little? Well,
they had straw seats.
I didn't know.
Oh, they did it way back. If I read it in books. Now, they got... Oh, well, I don't know that the trains were so different in those days.
They must have been steam engines.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, well, there's a little steam, yeah.
They were done... Given coal was... They were done with it.
Shuffle the coal in, get her going, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, well, it's a little different now, I must say, these diesels that they're carrying around.
Yeah.
But the tracks, I don't know, like the roads, I know as good as they should be, I guess. Yeah. There have been a lot this year they've just gone off the tracks.
Yeah, they
There was one down here last year, down the back of Jerry McMackin's. You know, by the yacht club up there in that. It went off right there last year, one of them. Middle of the night or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nobody was hurt, but it was a mess on the track for a while.
Another type of transportation was the riverboat.
Oh, they were great.
Were you on those?
Haven't you? You used to go to the gate stand on the riverboat. That's where you used to get there, before they had a train. And then there was a train put up the river, eventually, when we were growing up. They put a train up and they'd burn all the stuff on each side of the train. I remember we went down to... Father took us somewhere in a convertible, Dr. Peter's ministry. It was a nice little Buick. And we used to drive around with them. They'd be burning both sides of the road. They'd be burning brush, you see. They'd go down the road through the middle of this.
Oh, my.
Yeah, well, it was hot.
It was.
No, but, I mean, it just happened that we did a couple of times. We had to go wherever we were going. They were burning brush on the side of the road. And then when they cleared off for... The roads were... When you went down the shore to the river, you know where the river is,
mm-hmm.
It was a dirt road with little grass growing all up in the middle of it.
Oh,
just a country road.
Yeah.
And it went to New River. It was a day's journey. And you drove down to New River over... It was. The road, it was quite different then.
I guess the... riverboat died out. I guess there was...
Oh, what didn't it on the one? Why don't you go up and
I
have a trip on it?
I haven't been to the one on Fredericton. Is it in Fredericton?
Yes, it goes from Fredericton. How far down does it go? Haramucto? Oh, well, it looks really most entertaining. You can have your meal on it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I forget. Now you go, it's an hour, 1 hour trips, an hour, 1 hour trips, 2 hours, isn't that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, they used to have, when we were little, they had all the river boats.
What river boat were you on?
Who, me?
The Purdy burned up at Gondola Point.
Yeah, I know, but the Purdy was on the river for years.
The Purdy.
The DJ
Purdy. DJ Purdy was one of them.
Mrs. Purdy?
No, it's just the boat, is it?
There were two. And there was a majestic
and
on the side of...
Yeah, well, you see, there was the old Hampton. There were a lot of them. One went from St. John up to Hampton.
Yes, I have the last riverboat took to Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
As a title. What was that?
Just a riverboat.
Yeah.
But the others went up. When we went to guide camp, we used to camp over on Purdy's Point. You know the other river? Well, you see, you get your supplies up on the riverboat. You know, Purdy or one of them. And you'd order a salmon for, you know, guide camp, and you'd order some other supplies, and you'd go up in a canoe, and they'd stop out in the river, and you'd paddle out in the canoe and get your supplies. That's what we did in those days. And I'll tell you a funny story. we got a whole salmon, a really nice salmon, you know, St. John River salmon, and I brought it up on the boat. We had a lovely salmon dinner. One night, we cooked, you know, you cooked your own stuff, did you, when you were at camp, or were you...
When I was at camp, well, we had...
You had cooked.
We had a stew, and we just stuck it in on the...
Every day?
Well, not every day, no.
She can't stand stew. Anyway, this salmon, it was gorgeous. And, you know, we always washed the pots in the river with the sand, but, you know, I don't know what you do now, but that's just scraping the sand, you get them pretty clean. The next morning, we had oatmeal porridge for breakfast, and it was made in the salmon pot, and it wasn't washed out enough. And one of our little guides, she would not eat it. And Miss Purdy said, "You sit there till you do it." So she sat there, and tears rolling down her face. I don't know if she ever did eat, I've forgotten, but she couldn't. Yeah, we all ate it, but I mean, it was fishy. I can see her. That was Mrs. Philip Olin.
Is that who it was? Oh, I have to mention it to her.
Well, our little babies. Are you going to see Mary
Olin? Yes, I will.
Well, tell her you heard about her eating
fishy's porridge.
Fishy's oatmeal porridge. She would have been about, how young was her youngest guy? She was one of the youngest ones. Did she start 10 years old, whatever?
Oh, yes, she started.
Well, it started earlier now, but I think we didn't start about 10, Mary, did I? I don't think. Poor Mary, I can see her head. Oh, just rolling and weeping.
I don't think I blame her.
No, we didn't, but Miss Purdy, she was
a strict lady.
She,
and you
but she had the best guide camp in the whole place. We always, you know, she was good.
Oh, yeah.
She was a VA overseas, and she... We had all kinds of, there was always an Nesbitt competition for first aid in those days, and we had a little gold medal thing. We always won the medal. She would just taught us so that we knew. We always say she taught us everything we knew. That interview on her, but she did.
Yeah.
Better better tell you that.
What type of lady was she?
She was a maiden lady, and she was a very nice lady, and we're scared to death of her, but she was good. She was a very nice lady, but when we got over, we were all terrified of her. She made us mind.
You respected her.
We did. I mean, there was discipline. You see, now all the kids, it's very casual. There's not much discipline in this world anymore.
No.
But there sure was then. She'd tell you to do something, you do it. If you didn't make, we learned how to make hospital corners on beds. I can still remember. If you didn't have it right, you'd have to do it till you got it right. You know how to make hospital corners on the
bed?
Yes,
day, right? I do. My mother taught me, but I'm not too effective at it. I have a tendency not to do a good job.
I just wondered if you know all these things that we learned.
I do know hospital corners.
No, she did. She made us. I remember making beds up there. You know the house that the Johnsons are in now, Marty? Dave Johnson's house. That Mr. Purdy built that house. That's where they lived originally. When we had a nice big living room. We had our guide meet us there. See, we'd go upstairs and see, we had a bed. I think it was a double bed. See, she was quite a big bed, and we had to get it right.
Well, there you go. She was tough
lady. Oh, she was, but we all adored her, but I mean, we were scared to death of her.
Yeah.
But she did. Well, she taught us an awful lot of stuff.
I
can't remember. I sent my badges at the 26th or 28th or something, and I sent them up to Kathy to see if she could I could remember what something there was for. My guidebook, you know the guidebook, the officer. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen one for years, and I looked at something. It's a round thing. It looks like a sort of a basket. Now, what the devil that was for, I don't know. It looked a round circle, and it looked like a little We just had another, sort of like a basketball. I can't remember what on earth that was.
Maybe it was a knitting badge.
Oh, no, there was knitting there with needles.
Oh. What were some of your badges that you received? What were the common badges to receive?
Oh, we had sewing and knitting and music and, I don't know, there were a whack of them. The last ones I've got, there were six with a black background. Now, what they were, with green on them. And then most of them used to be white with blue.
Oh, they were.
Round, you know.
Now they think they're brown and yellow. That was brown. I don't remember. Guides with blue, I think I got.
Well, I think they're white. Oh, sorry, white and blue, the most of them. And then there's six down there at the bottom. I hadn't put it pinned on. I didn't even get them sewed on. I don't remember. I gave up for that time, I guess. And then we got a great big Red Cross one. Oh, huge. I'd forgotten. I had just put away for Lord knows how many years. But I just saw Candy. When I went to McGill, I was lieutenant in the company of mess mate there, and took all your badges off and you wore them on blue thing, you know.
Blue sash.
Like a sash. Yeah. So that's why I still have them, I suppose, because the uniform's gone to glory a long time ago. However, we enjoyed it. We had a good company. It depends who your leader is.
That's what makes guiding.
Sure it does. Who'd you get? Where'd you have it? Because where'd you take it? Chris
St. Paul's Church, I believe, is where.
Down here?
Yeah.
Who'd you have this time? Mrs. Webb?
I don't know. Miss Buss.
Who?
Miss Buss was my brownie leader. I think Miss Webb was my...
Sandy Webb, I bet. She's been having it. She's pretty good. She's been having it for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's now head of our ACW, the president of our ACW. She's nice, she's a smart girl. Good nurse.
What were some of the names around, I'll say, at the time? I know, of course, I've talked about the Robinson. Was it Robinson or Robertson?
Robertson. Live up here, you mean?
But yes.
We were talking about
the
cottage.
Yeah.
And
who else I know? The Owens were here.
Oh,
and the Crosbys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Troops, I guess, was one. And,
that's way back.
Oh, yes, way
you've gone back generations now.
Yes, I have.
He built steamships or something.
Who?
Troop.
Did they?
I think so.
Shipbuilding, yeah.
That is before your time or my time.
Oh, way before your time?
I should think so, yeah.
What were some of the families you remember as you were growing up?
Oh, everybody in the village. Margaret, you could tell me. Well, there were the Miles and the McAvitties and the... Mackay's and the all the main road down there, the Sayers. Oh, there's dogs. Mrs. Mackay lives over here, and she has two little.
Well, I was visiting her recently.
Mm-hmm.
I have her on tape.
Have you, Jerry Mackay?
Yeah.
Well, she can tell you some, probably.
She
was married to Mackay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Mackay family lived here before she did. But she's been here, they've been here.
The Miles lived here, didn't they?
And I was their house. Well, they lived down on the main street, right across from Shadow Lawn.
What were they? They were important. They were really well known.
The Miles ladies?
Yeah.
Well, their father was a tea taster in Estabrooks for years. And they lived in that big house right across from Shadow Lawn. You know, the big gray house there?
Mm-hmm.
And then, when the family died, they built this little house up here, next door here. They lived there for 25 years, up here. But they were still newcomers. I was 50.
Yeah.
But no, I went to school with them. I mean, we all went to school together.
The Sayers,
yeah. They did the big Sayers house down there across from Netherwood.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Beverly and Jeff
Sayers? Well, Jeff's mother and father.
They
were brought up in that house. Well, I taught them all at Netherwood, not Jeff and Jack.
Did you teach at Netherwood?
I did top physical ed at Netherwood for two years after
Tell
I got...
Tell me about Netherwood.
Well, Audrey told you all. You need to know much more than I could tell you.
Audrey
boarded. I didn't board. And she gave you a good...
She
gives a very interesting story, Audrey.
Yes, she does.
She tells you about...
You have sides to it, too. You must have some comical phys ed stories that happened.
Oh, yes. I was young. I was 21. And one of the girls there was 20, and I got in trouble because I got friendly with the girls.
Oh,
I was sent to Miskanon just like we went when we went to school.
Oh, my. Because you were friends?
Oh, well, I was just talking to them one day, and she said, you're not supposed to mingle with your students or something. I don't see it.
Because they were boarders and you were a day girl?
No, because I was a teacher, and you don't get too friendly with the children you teach.
You have to respect.
I was supposed to be,
A little more
sedate or something. Oh no, Miss Canaan was great. That was a good school.
Tell me more. You know about the school from a different point of view.
And so does she. We all went to that. Oh, go on. You had a good time at Netherwood, don't tell me you did.
I'm sure Netherwood is known for, you know.
Well, it was a very good school, as a matter of fact. Miss Canaan's reputation was. We went to McGill and they said, oh, you're from Miss Canaan's school? That's how it was. You know?
Yeah.
No question about what anything you could get in with
it. What was taught? What were some of the subjects taught?
What, Netherwood? Everything. You didn't have any. You took everything. You didn't have. You couldn't pick whether you didn't want Latin. You had to take chemistry. You had to take physics. You had to take Latin. You took French. You know, you took the whole curriculum. Nowadays, they...
Well, you still have to have your basic French.
Yeah. Did you take Latin?
I took a brief basis in Latin.
Did you enjoy it?
I didn't retain much of it, to be honest. In order to have an English background, Latin still used a bit.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Latin, a lot of English roots come from...
Yes.
From the Latin, do they not?
I guess so. Yes, I do. Sure.
Sure.
But anyway, we had Latin and we had French and we had physics. Do you like physics? Do you take physics?
Yes.
Did you take chemistry?
Yes.
I heard that. I've heard that well up here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, don't like those.
No, this is her children that I'm talking about.
Oh,
I hate this. No, we had what you always said to you.
She sent the children outside for 2 hours on nice days, between 2 and 4, I guess.
Where's this?
Netherwood.
Sure, I taught them basketball out there.
You taught basketball?
Well, you teach physical education. You have to teach everything.
What did you teach? What were the sports you taught? You taught tennis and golf and basketball.
And skiing and skating and everything that you have to teach. You have to take all those subjects. Well, this was a not just a phys ed course at school. It was at college, you know, and you have to take the whole work.
Oh,
my.
Nice.
And we had all the other things, field hockey and javelin, you know, all those things.
Really?
And you go home, go in at night, and you had to study. It's like an arts course you take with it, you know, you have to have that too. And you go sound asleep. You start at 9 a.m. and have outside work all day, you're exercising, and gymnastics, the apparatus work and all that stuff. You get so sleepy by night, I can just see as you try and keep your eyes open because you'd have something the next day. Well, it's a good course though, it's interesting, it's fun. Kids like it. The only thing you have to get discipline with them, or you never get anywhere. And they think, you know, they're going to have fun.
They can't let them have the upper hand.
Because I'd gone to school with them all down here. That was an awkward part of that.
I imagine so. Who were some of the people you did go to school with? Can you remember?
Oh, all the people you're going to meet around the village, the younger than my age group, we all went to Netherwood.
Such as? You must know a few names.
Oh, well, the Miles and my sister and Mary Olin, but I taught Mary Olin, she's good like this. The Sayers, they were all, a lot of them, when I went back, you see, I was 21, and they were little kids then, they were junior school, kind of. So, they all knew me.
They all knew me.
And I thought that would be fresh, but they got settled.
Oh, well, there you go.
No, you can't. If you're teaching anything, you've got to get the upper hand. You can't get anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You used to ski over here in the hill. You know, the hill back up here? That's where a lot of them... We learned to ski over there when we were little. But I used to take the girls over there to ski, and then we'd walk up. Miss Canaan had a camp on the road up in Fairville where Margie lives. And every once in a while, they got a little fed up. They walked up, sure. I had to walk them. I was supposed to be the strong one. Physical ed teacher, I had to walk them anyway, the long walk. I took the long walk. I did a short walk around the block for the ones that were ailing or not very strong or something. If you walked to Fairvale through the underpass, that little store there, they could have a chocolate bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came back through the, what you call it, road to the Hampton Road and came down that way. That's a good walk from Netherwood.
It is quite a walk.
It is a walk, but I mean, you could do it. But I mean,
oh, yeah.
I always had to take the long walk because there's nothing, you know, there were no sports. Ice wasn't good or something. We'd walk.
There you go. There were a lot of houses lost in fire in the area. There were a few here and there. Can you remember any of the fires?
Oh, yes, a couple.
Tell me about them.
I wasn't at them. But there was one house burned at the foot of the RCS Hill, I remember, the Donville house down there. You know Donville Lane down there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the old Donville family lived there. That's what's named after their house burned, and all the boys from RCS got it off the ground, put the fire, had a ball. That was a long time ago. And there was one burned on the station road.
Legion.
Oh, the Legion. Well, yeah, that was when your brother was in the fire, volunteer fireman, but that wasn't in the olden days. He and a pal of his got up on the roof with a two-bit of axe, and they got all the records. They come home from that. He always, well, when there's a fire, they had about, Jeff Sayre taught, about, oh, I forget how many of these kids, they were 15, I suppose. And he taught them, and they knew how to fight a fire. And they come home, and you get the smell of that fire, it's close up his house.
Well, there
was a dump fire back at the school all one summer, and they tried the dump fire, and that was something. Couldn't let them in the house. However, how are you doing? How many more questions you got on that thing?
I got a few. What about motoring the early days? Like in winter driving and flat tires and the
Well, I started when I was 14 years old driving the car. Now that was in the early days, pretty much. Not quite. Quite far back. I learned on a Model T. Now if you want to have some fun, you drive a Model T.
Oh, my.
You know, the pedals on the floor, three pedals.
Yes. Must have been quite fun.
Oh, it was fun, and there were hard tires. They didn't have any, you know, they had solid rubber tires. Well, you know what they'd be like on a rough road.
They'd be hard.
Well, you didn't have many punctures. I drove after I didn't have to crank it. You know, you used to always have to crank to get those old cars, you know, you crank them. So you used to break your arm if you didn't know how to do it.
Mm.
Well, it did, you see. It was snapback. People did. But fortunately, I didn't drive in those days. But I did drive a Model T. I told them up at the antique car show, the first fire truck in Rossett was Model T.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. 1921, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to them. They had it all fixed up. It's a museum piece now. So I was telling this fireman that was standing there that I learned on that, and I wondered, I'd like to try it. I'd love to try it.
So they liked that.
Well, anyway, yes, I drove then, and then I had a Model A. It wasn't mine, it was father's. He had a couple of cars, you see. And those days, a battery, you know. He had one that we could drive. We had a Model A, and a Model A was quite superior then.
Oh, it was.
It was a car. It wasn't automatic.
Standard.
But it was a little more comfortable than a Model T. Then I drove an old Dodge, and the roof used to leak right down your lap, just like driving a truck. It had a sort of a leatherette roof.
Mm-hmm.
It wore out across the front, see?
Okay.
And it had a rainstorm, it came right down top. We had a lot of fun with that old car, though.
Did Model Ts have to be, before they started, was there anything you had to do to them? Like?
You retired the spark. It's a spark. There were two things sticking, a spark and a gas thing. So. You had to retire the spark. In other words, it's like giving out like a choke. You know, you've had the spark, and then when it got going, you pull the thing down. And yeah. It was just a little different.
I imagine it was.
It was quite different, but it was simple.
Yeah.
They always said you could fix another hairpin. I think you could, probably.
I imagine you probably could.
I couldn't do it, but I mean, they always joked about it. You could go to the teleport, you could fix another hairpin.
What about the Kennedy Hotel and Arthur Kennedy? I'm sure, I know we talked about in previous.
Arthur Kennedy was the village institution. Nobody could have got through this life without Arthur in those days. He'd go all the old ladies everywhere that they wanted to go. And he did everything. If anything went wrong, you called Arthur Kennedy, didn't you? Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Margie's his daughter and Margie the same age, one of his daughters. Anyway, Arthur had the garage down back of where the filling station is there, down the field, sorry, down there.
Mm-hmm.
And he stabled horses down there, and he had the garage down there. Father kept his horse there, and you went down when you were... When you could drive a car, if your father said you could drive a car, you'd go down and just say, I can drive, Arthur, can give me a license. That's all you had to do.
And he gave you one?
Yeah. That's the way we got our license. I never test for driving a car in my life.
No. The hotel.
Kennedy House?
I know that Kennedy House had three stories and
did you find out how many bedrooms there were?
No, I didn't.
Well, I can't remember. Can you?
No.
Well, they had rocking chairs on the veranda. And all the old ladies would sit out there, and you see, everything went by the Kennedy House.
Yeah. so you could, they could talk about it as soon as we went.
Well, they did. They kept track of everybody in the village.
Isn't that wonderful?
They had
the switchboard for the telephone.
Yeah, they told you, didn't they, the switchboard?
Yes.
Did you get that railroad talk the other day?
Yes, some you can hear that.
A lot. We said about Marty Pierce. You called him on where Dr. Peters was. And and where, what time it was, and where the fire was, and, you know, anything that went on.
Yeah.
And Marty always knew. Well, there were three of them down there, but Marty was sort of the head one. She was a smart girl. She knew everything in the village.
She kept track of everything.
This was a very small village in the olden days.
How small? How many?
There were 400 in the winter, and summer people came out. You see, well, there weren't many people as you saw. Like summer cottages. Mm-hmm. But the winter residents, there were 400 about.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the practice was all across the river and up and down Hampton, but just right here in the village, we were just in the winter 400 for a while. It progressed after a bit. But.
Okay.
Well, you see, there were no sidewalks and no street lights and dirt roads. There's no pavement anywhere.
Yeah.
And a cow pasture there and a cow pasture there.
Now, the Roberts and Davy, their cow pasture, to the Rossay and
the Common. The Common, yeah. The DDs. They land for the Common.
Now, why were the DDs?
Well, they were the DD Robertsons.
Oh, that's what their...
Their family was DD Robertson, but they weren't alive when we were... the parents were dead when we were little, but there were five daughters.
Okay.
And they lived in that big house up the hill there.
What were the daughters like?
Ladies.
Very
dignified, stiffish ladies. And great fun. I mean, we knew them quite well, but they were definitely different from anything you find now.
Yeah?
They'd say, now, who are they? Where did they come from? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I can hear them yet. Who do they belong to?
Who are those people?
Yes, who are those people? That was it. But you see, there were a few living out here like that. And then they get the reputation of being such a bunch of snobs. But it wasn't that. It was just they were... They were like people from England, more or less, in a way. They always had afternoon tea with their hats on. And they always had coffee in it. Morning room for coffee, and they had their afternoon tea in the living room, and your mother was a nice old lady, Mama. And Mama would be dressed in a black taffeta dress and jet beads around her neck and jet bracelets on, and she'd sit in the wing chair, and everybody waited on Mama. Just like a book. This was. And we were taken there when we were many years old on to have tea with them, because they were great friends of the family. And it was good for you to get used to that atmosphere. And you had to behave, because Mama was sitting there. She was a nice-looking old lady, too, just like you see in a... just like you read about in a book.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
North and South, or the English, all the English...
Well, I think they were... Well, I don't know what their ancestors were. I think they probably were English, but like the books you read about England, where they have, you know...
Oh, yes.
And they always wore a great big hat, like they wear at a garden party, you know. And they always put their hats on 4:30 when they sat down and had a cup of tea. And they had a servant, Kate, she was, quite elderly, and Kate waited on everybody. Well, you see, the house was just run that way. Great big house, and they had help, and somebody to do the grounds, and it was just a little different than some of us.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jeff Kirsted owned a blacksmith shop, did he not?
Oh, that Kirsted, the blacksmith shop, yeah, it was right across from Netherwood. And we used to love it. It's a pity. That should have been kept, you know. That was historic. It should have... Audrey and I were talking about that the other day. It's a shame they tore that down, because it could have been a historic place with all the stuff.